I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The Christian population of Pakistan has shrunk over the last two decades. Nehemiah of FMI says severe persecution against Christians over the last 20 years is to blame. Many Christians have fled the country for the safety of their families. Some try to reach nearby countries to seek asylum, like Thailand or Malaysia. Others find their way to Europe or even the United States. But doesn't persecution of believers often make churches grow? And why isn't that happening in Pakistan? Nehemiah with FMI offers a different interpretation.
I think it means that people's faith and their strength grows. I understand it's about numbers, but I believe more in faith. Because I have seen Christians in Pakistan, they are growing in faith a lot, especially during the last 10 years.
And Bible translators face persecution and abuse for their faith in many countries. And that's why Wycliffe Associates is establishing a safe haven for them. Tim New says,
there are places where folks who are being persecuted for their faith are able to go and spend time together, worship together, receive teaching and instruction in God's word together, and just general encouragement. You know, the things that you and I enjoy every day with believers here and weekly with our church families.
The safe haven is located in a rural area of a country friendlier to Christians, but this country borders more hostile countries that need Bible translation work. New can't specify the countries for security reasons. These believers risk imprisonment and torture for the sake of Jesus. Ask God to strengthen them and turn the hearts of their oppressors away from violence. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Just look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.